Welcome to our today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and our guest today is Joel Swanson from Risdahl McKinney Public Relations, a division of Risdahl Marketing Group, and our topic is thought leadership. Joel, why is being seen as a thought leader important to business owners?
Websites, newsletters, direct mail, Twitter, Facebook, everyone is scrambling to communicate more. But does anyone care? One way to make you and your organization relevant to customers and other important audiences is simply to have something meaningful to say. And be consistent. Today, we'll give you the keys to differentiate yourself in the marketplace as a thought leader.
So our question of the day is, how to leverage your expertise and knowledge to generate business leads? Please stay with us, and we'll provide answers to this and more in 2 minutes following your Fox News update right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Welcome back to our executive summary on today's BusinessRadio.com, where I'm here with Joel Swanson from Risdahl McKinney Public Relations, a division of the Risdahl Marketing Group. And the question of the day is, how do you leverage your expertise and knowledge to generate business leads? Joel, before the break, you mentioned the need to differentiate yourself. How do we make that happen?
Thanks, Tom. In business school, we learned the marketing adage, above all else, be memorable. In today's world, people don't want to be sold. They want to be informed, taught, inspired, or entertained. Thought leaders are top of mind. These organizations and individuals build their reputations based on what they have to say as much as what they have to sell. They serve as their industry spokespersons, they take stand on issues, or they give away a little intellectual property. To be effective and not just more noise, this content needs to be useful to the audience, and it needs to be consistent with your brand and personal passions.
Joel, so where's the payoff?
The payoff can be great. Thought leadership can start conversations, build credibility, differentiate an organization, engage audiences instead of selling to them, and increase searchability and spreadability, especially when we talk about online examples.
Can you give us an example of this?
I'll give you a personal example. A few years ago, I wrote a column for my local church. Within a few weeks, I was asked for permission to reprint it in India. It had spread that far. Some of the most powerful tools for establishing expertise and thought leadership include reports of trends, proprietary data, surveys of customers on a hot topic, bylined articles, opinion pieces, white papers, speaking at trade shows instead of just exhibiting at them, engaging in social media. The list goes on and on. The question you have to ask yourself and your business is, what expertise can you own?
Thank you, Joel. That was Joel Swanson from the Risdahl McKinney Public Relations. Podcasts of this program, our business reference library, and contact information for our guests are available at todaysbusinessradio.com. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please tune us in every weekday at 11:59 a.m. on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com. Hello, I'm Tom Lyons, founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities mergers and acquisitions firm where we help business owners to plan, prepare, and execute a strategy to complete the deal. Thanks for listening to this executive summary. For information on how to build enterprise value, improve profitability, and formulate an exit strategy for your business. If you're interested in buying or selling a business, please give us a call at 763-231-4200. Phalon Partners Limited has been helping to bring buyers and sellers together since 1985, and we'd welcome an opportunity to help you.